أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أخذنا آل فرعون بالسنين ونقص من الثمرات لعلهم يذكرون. فإذا جاءتهم الحسنة قالوا لنا هذه، وإن تصبهم سيئة يطيروا بموسى ومن معه، ألا إنما طائرهم عند الله ولكن أكثرهم لا يعلمون. وقالوا مهما تأتنا به من آية لتسحرنا بها فما نحن لك بمؤمنين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 130, 131 and 132 of Surah Al-A'raf. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about the challenge between Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and the sorcerers, the magician. Fir'aun addressed the magicians. He addressed his people with regards to the punishment he will mete out to the Bani Israel. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salatu wa salam addressing his people to make sabr, seek the assistance of Allah. Allah will make them the inheritors of the land. In these verses and the verses that follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the punishment that Allah had meted out to Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ بِالسِّنِينَ وَنَقْسِمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَكَّرُونَ. Certainly, we had seized the people of Fir'aun, in other words, Fir'aun and the people of Fir'aun, bisinin, with famine for many years. On the one hand, the people on the outskirts, they experienced drought, they experienced conditions that were not conducive for agriculture, and on the other hand, وَنَقُسِمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ, that then resulted in a lack of produce. There was no food, no grain, no fruit. So the people of the cities were also affected by the lack of rain and the lack of conditions. The result was that on the both sides, there is no agriculture, here there is no produce, there is no food. Why did Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala do all of that? لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ, so that they may take heed. They may accept the advice of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Look at the sequence, the detail, the beauty of the Quran, the Rahmah, the mercy of Allah. He is Al-Hadi. He is the one that guides. Fir'aun and his people, they were committing atrocities. They had forgotten Allah. He claimed to be Allah. Allah sent Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam delivered the message of Allah. He showed them the signs. They did not accept. They challenged the signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It is now that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sees that these people need to understand that whatever opulence, whatever comforts they have in this world is not from them. It is from Allah. And now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and we will see a series of signs that Allah Ta'ala sends. This, in one hand, it is a punishment. On the other hand, these are signs from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that what we have is not ours, it is Allah's. Turn towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَى. So what had happened is that they went on with this difficulty. They came to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, as we'll see in the ayahs coming. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved them from all of this. فَإِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْحَسَنَى. Then when prosperity had come to them, when good times had come to them, قَالُوا لَنَا هَذِي, they said, this is for us, we are deserving of this. In other words, we are not deserving of difficulties, we are deserving of the ni'mats of Allah, the prosperities and the conducive conditions that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had bestowed upon us. وَإِن تُصِبُهُمْ سَيِّئًا, and when difficult, adverse conditions would afflict them, يَطَّيَّرُوا بِمُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَى, then they would take it as an ill omen, a bad luck from the side of Musa alayhi salam and those that had brought Iman and those that were with Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. Now this is an old age thing that continued from before, that Allah Ta'ala would send a Nabi, people do not accept, they go through difficulties and then they will ascribe the difficulties to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam and they will say that you had brought misfortune, ill fortune, bad omens to our people. Ala innama ta'iruhum inda Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nay, listen, their ill fortune, their ill omen is inda Allah, is by Allah. In other words, it is in the knowledge of Allah, it is the doings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walakinna aktharahum la ya'lamun. But most of them do not know this. From here we understand some of them accepted Iman, like when they had seen Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's victory over the sorcerers. وَقَالُوا مَهْمَا تَأْتِنَا بِهِ مِنْ آيَةٍ لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا. And they would say that whenever a sign had come to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the sign was brought to them, they would say it was brought to them لِتَسْحَرَنَا بِهَا, so that you may bewitch us through this. Again, clear signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we also sometimes fall prey to this. There is the reality of jadu is there, but sometimes we go through difficulties and we ascribe it to others doing things to us. And this was the attitude of Fir'aun, this was the attitude of the enemies of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam also. فَمَا نَحْنُ لَكَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that they were not ones that will believe in Allah, and hence they said it very clear, we are not going to believe in you. And hence in this way they created more and more difficulties upon themselves. The lesson that we learned from here, Allah has given us hidayat, Allah has shown us the way. When we turn away from Allah, Allah gives us respite, Allah shows us the signs, Allah Ta'ala holds back something. All Allah Ta'ala wants is that we turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Sometimes we want a little child to come to us, we have something that is most dear to the child, a toy, and then we pull that toy, draw it towards us, so that the child comes towards us. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows his love towards us. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.